Welcome to the Deep Dive. We cut through the noise to give you the essentials on tech topics fast. And before we jump into today's subject, a quick thank you to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. They're experts in hosting software and really helping with digital transformation, whether you're setting up your first blog or scaling up. SafeServer provides that solid base you need. Find out more and support us at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so today our mission is diving into the world of open source web platforms, specifically Serendipity. It's a PHP-powered web blog engine. We've looked at their GitHub, their official site. Basically, we want to explain why this often overlooked platform is actually a secure, extensible, and frankly powerful alternative, especially for beginners.
Yeah, what really jumps out is that tagline they use, not mainstream since 2002.
Right.
And you hear that, especially if you're new to this, and think, okay, does non-mainstream just mean, like, old or maybe unsupported?
Exactly. That's the big question. Why pick something that isn't, you know, the dominant player?
Yeah. Well, I think the hidden strength here is that it's built as an expandable framework. It's grounded in these really solid core values, stability, security, not just chasing trends. For someone just starting out, maybe feeling a bit intimidated by running their own site, Serendipity's focus on an accessible learning curve. That's a huge plus. It's powerful, but it doesn't feel like it's trying to overwhelm you.
Okay, let's break that down for someone new. Serendipity, PHP-powered weblog engine. Fundamentally, it's the software running your blog behind the scenes, letting you publish posts. But you mentioned this dual identity in the sources. Who is it really for?
Yeah, it kind of serves two audiences pretty well. The default setup, it's definitely geared towards the, let's say, casual blogger. You install it, it works, you can start writing. Simple. But underneath that initial simplicity, the architecture is designed as this expandable framework. It has the potential for much more professional applications. It can grow with you.
Ah, so you don't hit a wall and immediately need to switch platforms if your blog takes off or your needs change.
Exactly. You're not forced into a migration just because things get a bit more complex.
That makes sense. And this ties into that core philosophy you mentioned, the kind of guiding principles they highlight. There were four main ones, right?
Yeah.
Let's start with maybe the most important for a beginner. Trust.
Yeah, the first one is reliability. They really aim to provide an engine you can depend on. The sources mention individual support, users having a real say in the project's direction. That builds trust. And the second, which, let's be honest, is always top of mind, is security.
Always the worry. So how does Serendipity actually fare on security compared to, say, the giant platforms that are constantly under attack?
Well, the sources suggest they're very proactive. The development team seems really conscious of security reports. Their track record looks pretty solid in terms of addressing issues quickly when they do pop up. It's often quieter, you know, less drama than the big targets, which is actually a good thing for the user. Stability.
That quiet competence is definitely appealing. Okay, so reliability, security. The third value was ease of use.
Right. They focus on interfaces that are simple, powerful, but also understandable. And crucially, this philosophy extends to the code itself. The PHP code underneath is apparently designed to be pretty developer-friendly. It lowers the barrier if you or someone you hire wants to customize things or even contribute back. Easier than some other systems, potentially.
Makes sense. And the fourth value ties back to that growth potential, extensibility. This is where it moves beyond just a simple blog.
Absolutely. This is the key. They've made it really straightforward to add new features or change the whole look using plugins and themes. That ability to transition smoothly from a basic setup to something more advanced, that's Serendipity's real advantage.
Okay, so sticking with that ease of use idea for a moment, if I install Serendipity today as a beginner, what tools do I get immediately? What's in the box?
The default package is ready to go. You get an integrated editor for writing your posts. Pretty standard, but it's there. And a built-in media library, so you can upload images, files, whatever, directly into your posts without needing external tools or complex workflows.
That's a big help. And what about the nightmare of comment spam? That can kill enthusiasm fast.
Yeah, they tackle that head on. Integrated anti-spam measures are included right from the start. It saves you that immediate headache. Plus, you get the basic management tools you'd expect. Organizing posts with categories, handling different users with groups and user management. It's all quite logical.
Got it. Our notes also mention trackbacks and pingbacks. For someone totally new, that just sounds like, well, technical noise. What are those, simply?
Yeah, they're kind of legacy tech, but still relevant in some circles. Think of them as automatic notifications between blogs. A pingback, for instance, tells another blog automatically, hey, I just linked to your post. It's a way of showing connection, letting them know you mentioned them. Serendipity keeps that capability for blogs that still operate in that classic sphere.
Okay, clear. So we have a working, secure, reasonably easy-to-use basic blog. But the common knock against non-mainstream options is often scalability or features.
Yeah.
How does Serendipity unlock that professional application side you mentioned?
Right. This is where it gets interesting. It really comes down to the plugins. And the way you add them is, again, very beginner-friendly. You're not messing around with uploading files manually via FTP or some clunky interface.
So how does it work then?
It's managed right from the admin backend. There's an interface to browse and install plugins directly. And this system is organized through their central repository, which is called Spartacus.
Spartacus, okay.
Now, having Spartacus just makes the whole process smooth, secure, and easy to manage. You find what you need, click install, basically.
So that must be the aha moment for many users, right? When the simple blog starts doing more complex things. What's the key plugin functionality that lets it act more like a small content management system or CMS?
That big leap happens when you add support for static pages. So pages like your About Us or a contact page, or maybe terms and conditions content that doesn't belong in the date-ordered blog stream. Once you can create those easily, Serendipity isn't just a blog anymore. It's effectively a small, capable CMS, a foundation for a full website.
That's huge for small businesses, projects, personal sites that need more than just posts. What other cool things can plugins add?
Well, you can definitely enhance the anti-spam features beyond the basics, get more layers of protection. You can also add tags. Categories are good for broad topics, but tags give you that finer-grained organization, which is pretty essential for larger sites. And for writers, there are plugins to support markup languages like Markdown and Textile. If you like writing in Markdown, it just speeds up the whole content creation process significantly.
Definitely. Okay. Let's tackle the technical side, but keep it simple for the learner. Requirements. Is this hard to set up on a server?
No, the requirements are actually pretty standard for modern web hosting. It keeps things accessible. You need PHP version 8.0 or newer. Database-wise, it's flexible. MySQL, MariaDB, PostgreSQL. It even supports SQL if you want something really lightweight. And you need a web server like Apache. That's mostly it.
Our notes mention something called Image Magic. Sounds fancy. Do I need to worry about that?
Image Magic. It's a server tool for doing image processing, like automatically resizing uploads or applying effects. It can be useful for some advanced setups or plugins, but for the basic Serendipity installation. No, it's not strictly required. Nice to have, maybe, but not essential to get started.
And the install itself?
Designed to be easy. Upload the files, go to the web address in your browser, and follow the on-screen installer steps. Pretty straightforward.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, it's open source. What does that practically mean for someone using it?
It means it's built by an independent team out in the open. And critically, the development seems very user-driven. They actively welcome feature requests, bug reports, suggestions via their forums or GitHub. So the software evolves based on what the actual users need, which is a big benefit.
And they seem quite focused on stability, especially regarding updates and older setups.
That seems core to their philosophy, yeah. They focus on modernizing carefully while maintaining backwards compatibility. That's huge. It means if you build something on Serendipity, you have a reasonable expectation that the next update isn't going to break everything you just did. That offers peace of mind for long-term projects.
Right. And finally, the license. It uses the BSD 3 clause license. Sounds technical, but why should a user care? Especially if they might want to build something unique on top of it.
It matters a lot because the BSD license is very permissive. What that means, essentially, is you can use the Serendipity code freely for almost anything. You can modify it, you can build your own things on top of it, and importantly, you can even create commercial, closed-source applications using Serendipity as a base without being legally required to share your own new code. It gives you maximum freedom.
Okay, let's wrap this up with the key takeaways for someone considering Serendipity. Quick summary.
Right. Serendipity. It's a reliable, secure, open-source blog engine. It's designed to be extensible. Importantly, it has a relatively low technical barrier to entry. It scales nicely from just a simple blog to a small CMS, mainly through that easy-to-use plugin system, Spartacus. Think stable, long-term, user-influenced.
And it's definitely alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm.
The GitHub repo shows activity 220 stars. 92 forks isn't massive, but it's healthy. And they just had a major release, 2.5.0, back in February 2024. What does having 92 forks actually signal?
It signals that 92 other developers or teams thought the code was interesting enough to copy it and potentially experiment with it, improve it, adapt it. It shows a living ecosystem around the core project, health and potential longevity.
So bringing it back to that why choose non-mainstream idea, here's a final thought I want to leave you, the listener, with.
Given that Serendipity is open, user-driven, has that super permissive license, and prioritizes stability and backwards compatibility, what kind of specialized, maybe niche, professional application could you build on this kind of platform? Something that maybe a more rigid, mainstream system just couldn't handle flexibility-wise. Think about that power for specialization, for long-term control over your own platform.
That's a great question to ponder as you think about your own online projects. And while you're thinking, remember our supporter, SafeServer. If you need hosting for Serendipity or any software for your digital transformation, they're ready to help. Our thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.